This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Standing there, and I thought I was only dreaming. Yeah, I kissed you then, and then once again, you said you would come and dance with me, dance with me. Such delight.
Dr. Daniels, and it is Sunday, July 8th. Oh my God, how time flies. 2018. So I've been doing these shows for several years, so I have to announce the year so people can know what year the episode is. All right, and today's episode is on detoxing, of course, by special request. If people have a topic they'd like me to cover, please just post it in the chat room, or you can just send a request to shali@vitalitycapsules.com, and I will consider them. So today's topic is something that I'm covering, of course, by popular request, but also because this is a huge problem people have. People detox in the wrong sequence. And then they get things called cleansing reactions or Herx reactions, or even worse, they get absolutely no improvement at all. Actually, the Herx reactions actually get worse. But many people have been trained to accept getting worse as a sign of getting better. Yeah, sort that one out, won't you? So I'm here to tell you that there really is no need for Herx reactions. And that the big deal with detoxing is to sequence what you're doing. So The important thing about detoxing is to get the sequence correct, number one. And number two, when you interpret what your body is doing, you need to figure out, do you need to do more of what you're doing, less of what you're doing, or do something else? So we're going to talk today about cleansing sequencing. Now, I also like to welcome the people in on Facebook. As you know, I'm doing Facebook simultaneously with RBN, and my expertise in Facebook is not advanced. So there are things I may miss. However, I am working with the help of my cell phone. Yes. And so my cell phone is going to help me see the parts of Facebook I cannot see on my computer. I know. That is unusual. That is unusual, but it does happen. All right. Also, special thanks, actually welcome recognition to those in the chat room. Hello, I can see you now. So I'm trying to keep up with you as well. And special welcome to all our new listeners. So let's go. First thing to understand is why would anybody want to detox? What does that mean? So detox means D as in from, by, away, and tox is in toxins or poisons. So detox is a process of taking poisons away from or removing them from your body. Now this is important because having poisons or toxins in your body is the numero uno, well, pretty close, right up there, one or two cause of disease. And so developing an understanding of removing toxins in the body and what sequence to remove them in is very, very important. And if you get this wrong, then pretty much all is lost. Don't worry about it. You won't be healing, but you'll be suffering a lot. So the purpose of today's show is to see if we can't relieve some of that suffering and enhance or expedite the healing. So my picture on, oh, here we are. I'm sorry. I thought I was on Facebook. I wasn't. So a special welcome to the Facebook people. Now that my video is live. Okay, so what we're going to talk about today is the sequence of detoxing. So we've covered why detox. The reason to detox is because you want to heal and you want to feel better. So these poisons clogging up, whether it's particular organs in your body, whether it's your blood, are causing you to feel miserable. So that is the cause of your misery. And so what we want to do then is get rid of the cause of your misery. The misery goes away, you feel great, you have a wonderful life, and you can do all kinds of amazing things, whatever it is that you want to do. Okay, so we've established the importance of getting toxins out of the body, which is the process of detoxing. Now, I just want to say that I went to medical school, and in medical school, if the toxins were located in your lungs and you had lung disease and you go see the pulmonologist, if it's located in your heart, then you have heart disease and you go see the heart doctor, and if it's in your liver, you go see the hepatologist and you go see the liver doctor. It's the same toxins. It's just a matter of the location. If it's located in your brain, oh, I'm depressed, I have brain fog. So we need to understand that we've been trained to segment the body according to where the toxins are located, even though it's the same toxins. And so one could go into, well, why is the toxins here? Why is the toxins there? And there's all kinds of metaphysical literature and investigations as to why the toxins might be where they are. However, the important way to look at it is the toxins are generally concentrated at the port of entry. For example, if you have toxins in your lungs, the port of entry would be inhaling. So if you're inhaling poisons, then they're likely to center in the lungs. If you have a contact with the toxin via your skin, it's more likely to be the rash. However, the skin and the kidneys are like attached. So any overflow from the kidneys goes straight to the skin. And so if you have a rash on your body, then it's a kidney problem or it can be a liver problem. So the skin is very flexible. It will take on the overload from the liver or from the kidneys. So all this can be very complicated. And a lot of people say, oh, how can we keep it straight? Good news, good news. You don't have to keep it straight. I mean, you could, but you don't have to. So what we're going to do today is talk about detox in a very easy to understand way. We could talk about juicing and fasting and blah, 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 but it's even simpler than that. It's even more simple than that. So what we're talking about today is we're going to talk about sequencing, and if we have time, we can backtrack and talk about things like water fasting or juice fasting or sauna or whatever. But that actually is beside the point. Yes, beside the point. So first thing we're going to talk about is where to start. And it turns out that your body has its own sequence. And if you follow your body's sequence, it will reward you. And it will reward you by healing. So where's the first place to detox? Or what is detox? And let's talk about it in terms of something that's really simple that you can visualize. Let's imagine that you're living in a house, which most people are, and you have on this house a front door, and you have a back door, and you have a hallway and a bunch of different rooms, let's say. Okay, so you bring in the front door, maybe your groceries and things you're going to eat. Now, obviously, the groceries might be in a package, like maybe a bag. Or as you prepare your food for to eat, you might peel it. Maybe you're not going to eat the peelings. What are you going to do with the packaging and the peelings? You might put it in a trash bag in the kitchen. You might take it out the back door, take out the trash once a week. You might. But then again, you might not. So let's just say you don't. So what happens then is you are bringing in desirable stuff, call it food. And in your kitchen, you are separating it out into what you're going to eat and what you're not going to eat. So you're not going to eat maybe some peelings. You're not going to eat maybe the bag you bought it in, and so on. And you're going to put this in a trash bag. Imagine that the trash bag is full. Imagine that you leave the trash bag in the kitchen. And you get another bag, and you fill that bag up. And this process keeps going. So there's a few things you could do. You could take it out back and put it in a trash can and wait for the trash man to come, in which case once a week maybe, if you're in the United States, you'll put it by the curb. I have to say, down here in Central America, the trash is picked up actually 3 times a week. So it's very easy to take the trash out. But let's just say that you keep putting the stuff out in the backyard, you keep putting it out in the backyard, you keep putting it out in the backyard, and you never, for whatever reason, no judgment, you don't put it out to the front curb. Well, what's going to happen in the backyard? You're going to start attracting some animals, maybe little ones like mice, or bigger like rats, or even bigger, maybe a raccoon, or even bigger, maybe a bear. But you're going to start attracting living organisms that have their own agenda. It might be disruptive. If we want to do the analogy in your body, this would be parasites. Notice that the parasites showed up when the trash was improperly disposed of. Okay, so let's say you filled up your backyard with this trash. Now what are you going to do? Well, you might, the next step is start filling up your hallway in your house with the trash bags. And of course, the reason you do it is because your bedroom is for sleeping in, your kitchen is for cooking and preparing food, and maybe your living room is for relaxing in. So you don't want to reduce the functionality of your house, but this trash has got to go somewhere. And so you put it in the hallways. And the hallways of your house are analogous to the circulation or the blood. And so once the hallways in your house become filled with all these trash bags, where else to put it? Now you've got a sacrifice function. Now you've got to put the trash either in the bedroom or in the kitchen or in the living room. Some functional part of your house, some functionality is lost. It's going to be lost. And you've got to make this decision, which room is it going to be? Your body makes this decision every day. Every day at about 2 a.m. Mm-hmm. 2 a.m. Your body says, where's the trash? How much trash is there? Do we have space in the hallway still? Is there a way to put it in the backyard? Oh, is the trash man come by? Oh, the trash man hasn't come by. It's the backyard is full. The blood is filling up with trash. Let's pick an organ to put it in. And if the organ is the thyroid, we call it thyroiditis, hyperthyroid or hypothyroid. If the organ of choice is the lungs, we call it emphysema or asthma or bronchiectasis. There's all kinds of names. If the organ of choice is the heart, we call it palpitations. We call it congestive heart failure. Different names. You get in the picture. If the organ of choice is the skin, we say, oh my God, I got a rash. Look at it. It's a rash. And then you go to the dermatologist. If the organ of choice is the brain, maybe you have seizures, maybe you have Alzheimer's. So this is the way that the toxins work. And so if you think of it this way, it makes it very simple. So what happens then is an early symptom of this is allergies. And what are allergies? The liver is overloaded and it says, we're not going to remove that toxin from the blood. We're going to let it ride. And we're going to let some other organ handle it, like maybe let the nose sniffle and run, or let the person sneeze, maybe they'll expel something, or let it go with the skin, and we'll get an allergy rash. So the first, that's your early sign of toxicity. Another early sign is difficulty sleeping. We'll call it insomnia. a lot of humorous stuff showing up on Facebook. So what happens with your difficulty sleeping is you'll wake up frequently at night, or especially at 2 a.m. At 2 a.m., your body does a survey and it says, all right, which organ's going to take the hit? Which one is it going to be? And your body will literally, for about maybe a month or two or three, it'll just wake you up at 2 a.m. and you're just not going to get to sleep. And what your body is telling you is, hey, we got toxic overload here. We're going to pick a vital organ or a semi-vital organ, and we're going to fill it with trash. And so you have not very long, but you have warning. You have been warned. This decision is in process of being made. And so most people do at 2 a.m. when they wake up is they'll pace the floor, you know. Maybe they'll go to the bathroom. Usually not. And then they'll try and get back to bed. And then they'll go take a sleeping pill. Or maybe they'll drink chamomile tea or whatever. But in any case, the problem is not addressed. And so what happens then is your body literally at 2 a.m. there's a meeting called a convocation of all the organs. And the liver is in charge. The liver says, who's going to step up to the plate? Who will bell the cat? Who will take the hit for the team? And your body makes a decision. And it picks an organ. And that organ accumulates more and more and more and more toxins until it gets your attention. Okay, I think I have chest pain. Oh, I think I have an indigestion. Or I think I have ulcerative colitis. Or, oh my God, I think I have an ache in this joint. And the ache or the symptom corresponds to where your body has decided to put the toxins. Why? The trash is not taken up. Now, most people, when this happens, they say, I'm going to detox that organ. Wrong. Turn around. Wrong way. Go back. No, can't do it. Because what's going to happen? You're going to remove the toxins from that organ. It's going to go back out into the blood, and your body's going to have another meeting at 2 a.m. and say, she's decided that she didn't like taking it in the right shoulder. Let's say we put it in the heart. Okay. And all your body's going to do is just move it to someplace else. That's it. So other people ask me, Dr. Daniels, I want to detox this organ. I want to detox that organ. I want to detox that. And I say, how do we have this discussion? Where do we start? And so it's difficult to answer questions when people have actually asked not only the wrong question, but a dangerous question. And so when someone says to me, Dr. Daniels, I want to detox my kidneys. What they're really asking me is, how do I damage my kidneys? How do I hurt the rest of my body? And I'm like, I'm not sure how to answer that. So you have to understand what's going on in your body. Okay, so let's say things have reached a difficult point. We'll just call it a difficult point. Where you're having symptoms that you can take your finger and you can point to the symptoms. Whatever the symptoms are, you can point to it. That means you have enough toxicity in your body, whereas it has overflowed from the blood to a certain location that your immune system has selected. And the reason your immune system has selected this is because it has determined after watching you and, you know, keeping an eye on you maybe for a few years, which organ it thinks would be the least inconvenient for you. And it puts the toxins there. And your immune system thinks that eventually, it hopes, it's going to get your attention. And maybe you'll detox. However, as we can see, that often is not the case. People go to the doctor, and the doctor says, oh, you have a problem in this organ. Let's give you a drug for this organ. And then the detox never takes place. And the underlying illness progresses, 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 and where it gets worse. And the doctor will even tell you, oh, you have hypertension. Don't worry. It's going to progress and progress and progress. You're eventually going to get a stroke or a heart attack, but we can minimize this. So, whoa, whoa, whoa. He just told you that you're going to get worse. No. So what do you want to do? Okay, so back to the analogy of your house. The trash man has not shown up for a few weeks. This happens sometimes in Panama, too, where the trash man just doesn't show up for some reason. So what's going on there? So when the trash man comes and picks up the trash after you've taken the trash can to the front of the house, that's analogous to having a bowel movement. Poop. Yes, poop. And the back door is analogous to the rectum, which is where the poop sits as it's waiting, waiting, waiting to be disposed of. And then, of course, we can back that up to the colon, small intestine, and then it goes up to the bile ducts over to the liver, the liver to the blood. All right. So to detox in exactly the opposite direct opposite sequence. So in other words, what you've got to do is your goal is to reduce the amount of toxins in the blood. But you can't get there from here. Why? Because the blood is not exposed to the outside. The blood is like the hallway in your house. You got trash in the hallway in your house. You can't just take it out the hallway because the only way to take it out the hallway is to put it in different rooms in the house. So that's not going to work. Like people will take blood cleansers and wonder why they feel worse. Well, you feel worse because now the toxins have left the blood and gone into different organs that you had plans for. All right. So that's not going to work. So what do you do? Well, first thing you do, have a bowel movement. That's like the big trash truck coming to the front of the house, picking up the trash can and dumping it. And so you've got to have more frequent bowel movements. And every time you have more frequent bowel movements, what happens? Oh, now you can pull that trash out the backyard, which has been attracting all these parasites, by the way. Move it to the front curb, and the truck picks it up, and picks it up, and picks it up, and picks it up. And when you get all the trash out the backyard, what happens? The parasite said, nothing more for us to eat here. let's just jump on the truck with the trash. At least we can eat while we're on our way to the dump. So you've got to understand that whether your problem is in your brain or your sinuses or your throat or your lungs or your heart or your liver or your belly or your joints, the place to start is to get that trash truck to come by more frequently. or frequently, and pick up the trash, 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 you will actually find that your primary symptom, whatever it is, will improve. And for me, this is why I had to come up with vitality capsules. Because I was sitting here, and I was focused on the front door. What were people bringing into their bodies? What were they eating? And I was saying, oh, you've got to stop bringing in junk. You got to stop bringing in those foods that have a lot of packaging and a lot of chemicals and this and that in them. And when people did that, they actually felt better. And the reason they felt better is because that trash truck that was coming by in the front of the house, it came by still once a week. Once a week. Once a week. And they would feel better, but as soon as they brought in a bag full of whatever that had an increased trash content or things that needed to be disposed of, everything fell apart. Boom, symptoms came back. Why? The backyard was still full. The hallway was still half full. The trash truck was still coming by once a week, once a week, once a week. But when I had vitality capsules to offer people, now we got the trash truck to come by three times a week. In fact, yay, three times a day. And they clean out the backyard and clean out the hallway. And all of a sudden, miracles happen. And this is a huge, huge thing to understand, that you got to clean out the colon. We'll start with the rectum, which is, there's three parts of the colon. There's the descending, which is the trash descends the colon, goes through the rectum's little curve there, then out into the toilet. So what you want then is you want this action in the descending colon. Then, of course, you want the whole colon to move, but that's the point where things are actually pretty solid. And so you've got to get that stuff out. And then you're going to get some runny, watery stuff. Don't worry about it. It's okay. Then your body is going to empty the small intestine. So in the Vitality Capsules formula, there are herbs that actually empty the colon and herbs that empty the small intestines. But you're not done yet. And there are herbs that help empty the bile and empty the liver. Okay. So now, in your house, you've got the equivalent of the backyard cleaned out, trash cans all emptied, and now the hallway, still trash in the hallway. What's the hallway? That's your blood, your circulation. But wait, if the trash has been removed from the liver and the intestines, now that trash can be taken out very quickly and easily, because all of a sudden there's a place to put it. Where are you going to put it? Put it in the trash can in the backyard. Wait for the truck to come by, the trash truck, but wait, you're taking vitality capsules. So that trash truck is coming by three times a day, three times a day. So everybody says, wait a minute, let's just take it from the blood and put it right out by the curb because it's going to be picked up. And this is very exciting. And so that's the magic of detox. But wait, there's still more to do. So when we get back from commercial, we'll talk about that.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Hey gang, Patrick Slattery here with an important message that is pertinent to anyone who shops for groceries, eats food, or just has an inquisitive mind like myself. What I'm about to introduce you to is a segment of our food culture that has been kept so low profile to the American public that virtually no one is aware of how dominant it is on our refrigerator and cupboard shelves. What I'm talking about is the kosher certification industry and a new app, Kosher-tified, that delivers a comprehensive education on all aspects regarding this little-known practice. After reviewing this app, I found that it is useful for practically anyone who purchases food, regardless of their religious faith or identity. Its database of products not kosher certified is a win-win convenience for all food-conscious people. So why not check out thekosherquestion.com or click on the link at nationalbugle.com and see how modifying your grocery shopping with the Kosher-tified app can make a huge difference for your future.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you a few from Amazon.com. By Mel. Great product. My husband and father-in-law use it regularly. Both my husband and father-in-law have had significant change in their blood pressure and overall health. By Amazon customer. It works for me. Returned to buy the tincture and the capsules as they were on sale during February. Unlike some other products, this one worked for blood pressure and occasional irregular heartbeat. Extendivite produced noticeable results after just two bottles, a four-month supply. I take Extendivite three times a day, every day. I think this supplement has helped with my increased fitness regime and to lower my blood pressure. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Give such delight. We all leave before morning light. Please don't go. No, please.
Dr. Daniels, and welcome back to Healing with Dr. Daniels. Okay, so we're continuing our detox journey. And we've got to the point where the liver has been cleaned, and now the body or your detox situation is starting to clean the blood. So this is why I start with Vitality Capsules. This is why I recommend Vitality Capsules before you even start with turpentine. Don't do that. So what happens then is before you even start turpentine, you now have the colon clean and the bile ducts are moving more briskly and the blood is being cleaned. And this is also why in the report it says that you know you're ready to start turpentine when your underlying symptoms have already started to improve. That's your sign that the blood is now being cleaned and that there's more space in the hallways for trash to be removed. So if you're having an issue, let's say, with your lungs, that means that your blood has become so congested that toxins, poison, are being put in your lungs. So when you take something like turpentine, it's going to release those poisons from the lung into the blood. They're going to want to go to the liver, into the bile, small intestine, large intestine, and the toilet. That's what they're going to want to do. But if you have not cleaned the blood, the liver, the bile, the small intestine, and the large intestine, where's it going to go? Where's it going to go? It's going to leave the lungs, go into the blood, maybe give you a headache, give you brain fog. It's going to simply relocate. And you not only have you wasted your time, but you've literally made things worse. Because what has happened, like the special 2 a.m. meeting that your body has, this is a serious meeting. This is serious business. Literally, your immune system weighs a whole bunch of factors that we as mere humans may not even be aware of and picks the optimal best place to put the toxins. That's literally what it does. And so when you take the toxins from the place where your body has really thought about where to put it, and you say, all right, out of here, but you don't have the exit cleared, you don't have a pathway to the blood, from the blood to the liver, from the liver to the bile, from the bile to the small intestine to the large intestine, and the large intestine to the toilet, then your body says, oh, I guess she wants us to put it in the second best place, which is always worse than the first choice. A lot of people, when they're sick, they're like, oh my gosh, I'm so sick. How could it get worse? Wait, just wait. Or as my grandmother would say, keep living, keep living. When I was young, I didn't know what that meant. But I knew it wasn't good. So you have to have this pathway cleared. And what I like about Vitality Capsules is they clear the whole pathway. They clear the liver, the bile, the small intestine, the large intestine, and get it out into the toilet like, whoosh. And for many people, that enough gives them relief. I had people call me and or send me emails and say, oh my God, my mother was in a wheelchair. She started taking Vitality Capsules, and now she's able to walk, and she can do things around the house. And I'm so happy that I can just visit her every now and then, and I don't have to worry about her every day, all day long. So, and all the lady did was take Vitality Capsules. And this has happened several times. So what I'm saying then is this step cannot be neglected, number one. But number two, often, is the only step you need. It's amazing. So you cannot, you cannot neglect this. You can't skip those steps of cleansing and then you say, oh, I'm going to clean this organ. I'm going to clean that organ. I'm going to clean the other organ. No. So what happens then is your liver, just by the way, it has a pipe about that diameter. That's pretty big. That's fat. A pipe like that that carries blood to it. And this pipe carries blood to your liver. It's called the inferior vena cava, those of you who like names. And this blood floods the liver, which is a low-pressure system, which means it can accept all of this blood very easily. And the cells in the blood filter out stuff. And things that are too big to be filtered, like a coin, literally the cells in the liver part and push it into the bile, into the intestines, and out into the toilet. So the liver is this big, huge, you can think of it as a sewer. And it accepts junk of all sizes, and it can dump it. The understanding of this, if you think of the liver as a sewer, that means, and it's a low-pressure system, it's got gravity on its side. So literally, it pulls toxins from all the other organs. It literally cleans the kidneys. It cleans the lung. It cleans the joints. So the liver is the sewer that every other organ can dump its junk to. All right. So what's the importance here? Importance here is to understand that often just cleaning this little pathway from the liver cells to the bile to the small intestine to the large intestine to the toilet is all that's needed for healing. It's wonderful. It's amazing. And so a lot of people then ask me about, well, Dr. Daniels, what about water fasting? What about juice fasting? What about a liver flush? I'm a huge fan of not doing any more than what's necessary. So if you have a particular goal that you want to reach, and the goal, by the way, should not be quantitative. When I say quantitative, it should not be this hemoglobin A1C or that blood pressure or whatever. These numerical metrics that doctors hand to you are not adequate to capture or describe the functionality of your body. I'll give you an example. So when I was in medical school, it was very common for someone to roll into the emergency room with diabetes, and the blood sugar would be high, 500, 1,000, whatever. Let's just call it high. And we would bombard them. When I say we, it's the royal we. I was just watching. So the doctors would lower that blood sugar, get the blood sugar normal, get the potassium normal, all the numbers normal, and then set your watch. Within 24 hours, the patient would be dead. So you normalize all the metrics, but a person that came in alive is now dead. You don't want to reproduce that type of activity with your natural healing, right? So instead, what you want to focus on is, okay, what is the problem symptomatically? In other words, am I tired? Am I confused? Do I have a painful shoulder? Do I have a breathing problem? Do I have chest pain? What is the problem? And you want to focus on relieving that particular problem. And you want to give your body the freedom to create a solution that's consistent with you still being alive. That's important. So you don't want to beat your body over the head with a stick or with a drug or with whatever. So you need to understand that your body's decision to annoy you with a symptom in a particular organ is actually your body saying, wait, yoo-hoo, hoo-hoo. We need this pathway cleared so we can heal and get you back to functioning optimally. So you've got to do that. Now, you can just do a check of those so-called medical metrics. Maybe check your blood sugar, see if it's coming down while you're cleaning. And if it's coming down while you're cleaning, then you're going in the right direction. If it's not coming down while you're cleaning, then there's something wrong with your cleaning sequence. All right. What could go wrong? What could go wrong? All right, so we've got you all cleaned up to the level of the liver, and the blood is just beginning to be cleaned out. All right, so now we've got this organ in question, and it doesn't matter what organ. Just call it an organ. My favorite is lymphatics. People say, oh, Dr. Daniels, I want to clean my lymphatics. And, of course, I ask a question that they don't want to hear, which is why? Because, of course, they've been indoctrinated. Well, lymphatics and lymphatics, and I've got lymphatics, and lymphatics have got to be cleaned, so I've got to clean my lymphatics. Whoa. Lymphatics is a very big territory. And lymphatics, we'll just say they're like, you know, lymph nodes. You have a chain of lymph nodes here. They're all over the body, these lymphatics. They're everywhere. And if you take this lymph and you put it on a scale, it'll probably measure a few pounds at least. And so the question is, if you want to clean these lymphatics, where do you propose this waste to go? A lot of people want to start with cleaning lymphatics, and they'll end up with all this stuff in their blood, creating symptoms all over their body, and they feel lousy. You absolutely cannot start with cleaning your lymphatics. So we talked about the starting place, which is rectum, colon, small intestine, bile, and liver. And then once you clean that, the blood actually starts cleaning itself. That's your start. So from there, what do you do? Now, a lot of people would start cleaning the organ that's giving them the symptoms. Newsflash. The organ giving you your symptoms might not be the problem. For example, a lot of people have thyroid problems. And so they'll say, oh, I've got to clean my thyroid. Wait a minute. If we take the stuff out of your thyroid, where's it going to go? Answer, it's going to go to the blood, and then from there to the liver, and follow that pathway out the body. So the problem is, not the thyroid. The problem is, there's no place for these toxins to go. So you always have to start with the blood, not the blood, excuse me, with the rectum, the colon, then the small intestine, then the bile, then the liver, then the blood, then you can work in the thyroid gland. Now, the other thing that might be an issue is the thyroid gland really the problem? Answer is, we don't know, and it doesn't matter. So wait, my neighbor is knocking on my door. Excuse me. Sorry. My neighbors are taking the stones from my yard, which is okay because it's their stones. All right. So we don't know which organ really is the proper one to start with. And that's the beauty of turpentine. So what turpentine does is it loosens up all the parasites and toxins from the different organs, and it allows the immune system to pick and choose which one to clean. And so the body literally cleans the organ it wants to start with first. So instead of browbeating your body and forcing and saying, start here, do this, do that. It's like, all right, I'm going to let the immune system do what it does best. And it actually, the immune system makes the optimal decision. It really does. So with turpentine, it loosens up the toxins in general and causes a slow release. So if you follow the document, a slow, gradual release, and the immune system says, oh, great. Oh, well, thank you. Okay. See, you cleaned out the liver and the bile and the small intestine and large intestine, well, we can just suck that up and get it out and put it out for the truck because the truck's coming 3 times a day. Oh, we're so excited. So that would be the proper way to detox. And what I would recommend is letting your body persist with that for a while, at least a good month. And you may find that actually you've cleared up what you were concerned about. But let's just say at the end of the month, you're feeling better, but not like really all better. So what do you do? You can give your body a little bit of help. And once you're feeling better, you're improving, you're on the right track, no Herx reactions, then you can say, basically you can, have this little conversation with your immune system. You can actually talk to yourself, which is, I think, a good idea. And you can say, hey, thanks a lot. Really appreciate it. Feeling more energy. Things are going well. But this little rash, I want to get rid of this little rash. You think we could work on that? And, of course, your immune system is going to probably just say, And then you can put castor oil on the area of your body that you would like to have more healing. And what this does is it loosens the toxins in that area especially. And this creates localized healing. And it can be, you can put the castor oil on a joint. You can put it over the liver. You can put it in your thyroid. Wherever you want to loosen up toxins. It's extremely safe. And my favorite, since, you know, not one to halfway do anything, is put the castor oil on from the waist down for 3 days. Then you can put it on head to toe, all over. And that just kicks the healing into a higher level and gets rid of aches and pains. And in my case, again, I don't have any aches and pains, so I like to keep, you know, super clear skin. And doing that to accelerate the detox helps tremendously. We have a commercial coming up.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield Tactical Bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
Do you know there is an ongoing war right here in America? Are you aware that U.S. citizens have been classified as enemies of the state since 1933? Have you recognized that our entire government is really a vast network of interlocking corporations engaged in commerce? Look up Title 28, Section 3002. Tune in to In Defense of Humanity on Saturday nights at 7 p.m. Central Time. Find out what's really going on and learn how to protect yourself and your family as flesh and blood men and women living in a corporate reality.
Dr. Daniels, and welcome back to Healing with Dr. Daniels. Okay, so we're talking about the cleansing. So we've got so far as to actually improve the amount of cleaning in the blood. Now, let me just say, a lot of people I have questions about blood thinners. Are you taking a blood thinner? The number one blood thickener, what makes your blood thick, is these toxins, we'll call them poisons and parasites, that are actually in the blood. And you remove these poisons and parasites from your blood, and guess what? No more thick blood. So the question then is, why take these blood thinners? You know, what doesn't make any sense. It makes no sense. And these blood thinners have a very high damage and kill rate in terms of strokes and hemorrhaging. So they're extremely, extremely dangerous, even the itty-bitty aspirin a day. So I would recommend that, you know, anyone who has, we'll call it blood problems, you know, start on a sequential detox program. So obviously, if you try and clean your liver before you clean your colon, you're going to have a bad reaction, a problem. If you try and clean your small intestine before you clean the big intestine, ooh, big problem. You're going to have basically a 10-car pileup, and it's going to, ouch, you're going to feel it. So this is what Herx reactions are. So Herx reaction is a failure to properly sequence your cleansing. And even if you are sequencing the cleansing, you're going too hard on the wrong level and overwhelming the previous level. In other words, if you have a Herx reaction, let's say it's a terrible, maybe pain in your joint, what has happened is you've cleaned another part of your body too quickly. You've overwhelmed the ability of the liver, gallbladder, small intestine, large intestine, rectum, put it in the toilet sequence to handle these toxins, and your body has urgently moved those toxins to your knee, causing incredible pain, but preventing a heart attack. So whenever you have pain in one part of your body, your immune system is actually preventing a greater disaster in another part of your body. And that's an important thing to understand and get a grip on. So when you have a sharp stabbing pain in one place, your response should be, oh, thank God it's not in an even worse place. Let's stop, pause, handle this now. And to stop, pause, handle it now is, depending on the gravity of the pain, is to immediately have a bowel movement, whatever that means. It might mean take 2 or 3 vitality capsules with some food. It might mean do an enema right now. It might mean guzzle some castor oil and chase it with water. But you've got to get that trash out of your body. You've got to help that trash truck make another stop. You've got to basically have a bowel movement. I've had people who are autistic. Their kid has a bowel movement, and boom, behavior and mental functioning improve immediately. And, of course, the answer is it doesn't matter what the affliction. It doesn't matter. It's simply the body has made an administrative decision to put the toxins in a particular location because it has made an assessment, a well-reasoned assessment.
Just standing there, and I thought I was only dreaming, yeah. I kissed you then, and then once again.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. plus magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.